the ladies would get together sometime and sew it, you know, make a quilt out of it. But the top part of it would be all the different kind of design and all that. And the bottom part would be just one color, like one material. But the top part was, oh, they had some people make some pretty work like that.
Yeah. Now, something kind of a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that your children, you know, would sleep on, kind of a, would you ever make anything?
Kind of just take a big quilt or something like that. Throw a big quilt on the floor.
Yeah. When you didn't have a regular bed, you'd make a...
Like a pad, like, or something. Maybe take two quilts and something like that and put it down on the floor or something like that. Shoot, I slept like that many times. I used to sleep on my stomach when I was young.
Yeah.
And I can't do that now.
I can't.
Boy, it'll kill me. My back the next day with that arthritis. I wish I could sometime. Just to change position, but I can't do it now. I'll get up the next day, man, I can't walk. I hurt my back so bad. Now we got people that gave us a whole lot of stuff that time. They gave us homework. Well, you could say it was rich then.
Very poor.
It wasn't poor land, like fur. It was like fertile and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Made like fertilized in there.
Yeah. Now, what the different types of, tell me about the different types of soil you got.
Well, the soil we got over here, it's got plenty of sand in it.
Yeah. What about that soil that's part sand and part clay? What do you call that? That's called...
Oh, I don't know. You got different kind.
You got loam here?
You got like this land over here. And then you got topsoil. Well, that... black looking and all that. Then you get down to the clay, and then like in New Orleans you got that old swamp land and black, like I got over here where they dug out the branch and all.
The buckshot.
And then you got
you ever heard of buckshot land? Mm-hmm. Gumbo?
Well, gumbo must be just a muck, like, I guess.
Yeah.
But you in New Orleans now you got that river sand too.
Yeah. Talk about loam. You ever heard of loam soil?
Hmm.
Yeah. You mentioned a slough. What about a kind of a deep place maybe that was cut in the land? You know what that would be called? What they got up there around Hot Springs? You ever see any places up there when you were up there?
Well, a long time ago, the old people used to call it a ravine.
Mm-hmm.
A branch, a ravine, something like that.
Yeah. A branch was a kind of a
flat place where water run, like, and
yeah.
A ravine was the same, I guess. I don't know. It might have been real French or something. I don't know, but I know they use both words.
A ravine, would that be a kind of a low, you know, a place
be a
that
low
cut
place,
out?
A low place where water would run.
Water had cut out a place in the land?
Mm-hmm.
How big was it? How big was the hole maybe it cut?
Oh, it would be just a piece of land like over here, sloped down, that's all, you know.
I see.
And then you'd have trees in there, something like gum trees and things like black gum.
You know what a hollow was?
A hollow tree?
Now, you know what kind of a place in the road